We're back on Kezai Numeral.
What?
Toshma. We're going now into more of the Shaila of Mashkin. Mashkin are either not Mekabel Tumah at all in the Torah, only the Rabbanon. If Mashkin are Mekabel Tumah Deoraisa, but not Metamei anything, Min HaTorah, only Mid Rabbanan. If Mashkim are Mekabel Tumah Deoraisa, and Metamei Ochlin, and Mashkim, Min HaTorah, but not Kalim, or if Mashkim are Metamei, even Kalim, Min HaTorah. And it depends how you learn the Pasuk, V'chol Mashke Asher Yishose, where the Pasuk is Mikol HaOchel Asher Yeyachel, Asher Yavol of Mayim Yitma, V'chol Mashke Asher Yishose, V'chol Kli Yitma. So Toshma, b'chol mashka asher yishose b'chol kli yitma, ma yitma. So this braisa holds, like the Tana who holds, that mashkim are not mitzabal tum at all. And yitma means hichshir, that it's able to be machshir ochel to become mitzabal tum. We're talking about one of the seven mashkim that comes on food and that was dry and never came in contact. Now, yitma, that food is capable of becoming tameh, but has nothing to do with the mashke itself. So we have no raya that mashkim are makabel tumah from this pasuk. Mura says, hechsher mireisha dekrosh hamisle, mikol ha'ochel asher yeyachel. The beginning of that pasuk speaks about hechsher, says, mikol ha'ochel asher yeyachel, asher yovol of mayim yitma. That if water or one of the other seven mashkim come on it, it's capable of mekabel tumah. So why do I need another pasuk to tell me hechsher? Must be that it's coming to tell me that the mashkim, the mayim, is mekabel tumah itself. So it says no. Chad betlushim v'chad mechubarim. You need one pasuk to tell me specifically about water, because the other, what's it called, mashkim, are only mekabel betlushim. There's no such thing as mechubar. But water, I might think that water could be only choshev if it's mechubar, if it's connected to the ground, or it could be only choshev if it's separated from the ground. We'll see in 1 second. So by water, there's a special halacha that I need two psukim to tell me that it's machshir whether the water got on the thing while it was connected, or we got on the thing when it was separated from the ground. Utsrichi. You need both psukim by water to tell me that water is machshir, both mechubarim and tlushim. And Rashi learns, we'll see in a second, that mechubarim means that you were mechashiv on the water when it was, what's it called, mechubar? Because in order for something to be machshir, you have to want it to go on the thing. It has to be what's it called? Yutan dumya diyitain. You have to want it to be there. So you had in mind when the water was connected to the ground that you were happy if it got on the food. And then, later on, it got on the food. But if you weren't happy when it was connected, as I have a mean, it shouldn't be machshir. Tosfos, because if the water got on the food when it was connected and it never got separated, it's vadei not machshir. Mechubarim are not machshir. Mechubar over here means you had in mind when the water was mechubar that you wanted to go on the food, and then it went on the food later when it was separate. That's Rashi. Tosfos learns that the water got on the food when it was connected, and then you took the food out and the water's still on it separated. Then it's machshir. But it's not talking according to anybody where the water remained on the food only the mechubar. That for sure is not machshir. Mechubarim is something that happened in Mechubar, but the water, Lamaisa, stays on the food even when it's separated from the ground. Utsrichi, you need both psukim. Diash meaning betlushim mishum dachshivinu. Tlushim is as far to say that all water is only important enough to be machshir when you separate it from the ground. Because since you drew that water with intention to use it, you made it important. Water has no intrinsic value. Its value is that you use it. So when you told the shit, you made it chashir. Avon mechubarim emalo. But if you left the water in their original state, maybe they're not important enough to be machshir. And if the Torah only said mechubarim, mishum dekaimi biduchtayu, chashive. Because since they're in the place where they originated, that gives them chashivas. Avot tlushim imalo, but tlushim that you separated from their place of origin, maybe that's not chashiv enough. So if you only had one pasuk, you would say it's talking about only one of them, either tlushim or mechubarim. Therefore you need two psukim. Trifi. Therefore you need both of them. Rashi. Toshma, the whole mashka she yishasa, the komishtoi bikli cheres, she kibul tomum and asherit. The pasuk prior to that is talking about kli cheres that was makabel tumah from asherit that went inside the kli cheres. Because kli cheres is only makabel tumah from inside. So you hung asherit in the air, the inside air of a kli cheres. So now the kli cheres, the asherit is an avatumah, and the kli cheres is a rishon. Because of kol asher b'socho yitma mikol ha'ochel. Now, if there's food inside that kli cheres, it becomes tameh. Mikol mashka sheyishasa b'chol kli yitma. And the same thing, if there's drink inside that kli cheres, it also becomes tameh. It's a sheni l'tuma. B'kosok ha'daitach, that's how we think now. D'hachi kamar, echad ochel sheb'socho. Whether it's food or liquids that are inside the kli cheres, they become tamei. The noise lo darashta yitamei yitamei miu tumas asum miu mitamu. But at least they have tumah for themselves. You may not darshan yitma that they're mitamei other things, but at least it's tamei itself. So according to the Mandiyomer of Meir, who says that mashkim have no tumah at all min haTorah. Here, l'chor, this price, this says from the pasuk, l'chor, the pasuk seems to say that they do have tumah. Where it says, my yitma hechshe. V'hochi komen, kol asher besocho yitma mikol och asher yovol av mayim, o she yovol av kol mashke, asher yishose b'chol kli, avi hechshe. V'yitame ha'ochel, machmas aver kli cheres tamei. The pasuk is not talking about liquids that are becoming tamei from the kli cheres, but any food that goes into that kli cheres and had some mashke go on it, that food becomes tummy. The mashke part is not being makabel tumah, the mashke part is enabling the ochel to become tummy, because it's machshir the ochel. The whole kli, I know mashke inclusion. The pasuk that speaks about mashke in a kli, that's inclusion, where you drew the water already separate from the ground. Bachshadinu, since you filled them up with kavana, gila daito shutzarech lahem. You magala das that you need them. That gives them chashivas. Zeu chashivosa. Let's go on. Toshma. Ach mayan ubor nikve mayan yiyator. A mayan, a spring, or a bor of water that's gathered. In other words, rainwater. So a mikveh and a mayan are tohar. They're not tomei. Mayi a tohar, right? What's it called? 1 second. So the verse says here, you see clearly, that only a mayan and a boar, a mikveh, are tohar. But if they wouldn't be a mayan and a boar, just plain ordinary water would be tomei. So you see that liquids can be makabel tumah. Because the Torah had to tell me that a mayan and a boar are not tomei. Mashma, that other kinds of liquids that are not as connected to the ground in such a way that they're either a spring or a kosher mikveh, that they're tomei. Well, it says no. My yiyatar mitumasa. It's not going underwater. Those kinds of waters can make someone tohar. But waters that are not a mayan or a mikveh can't make other people tohar. Yiyatar means they can make people tohar. Rashi, ach mayin ubor yiyatar, dashmoinen, hol mechubarin, you know, since they're connected to the ground, and they're natural rainwater, or natural spring water, lo metamu, they don't become tummy. Hot flu, shimakabim tuba, bakashi l'rav, I bought water that is what's it called, separated from the ground, is yes, makabal tuma, and sakashi l'rav, learns that what's it called, that water, or any liquid, doesn't have any personal tumah b'chlau. Or it says, Yiyatar mitumasa. Vachik amar. Im yavo hatame. V'mayim ubor. Mik v'mayim yiyatar. Hoil v'tava. If a person who's tame goes in to a mikvah or a mayim, he'll become tar. But if they're drawn water, they're not tiring. But it's not talking about the water itself being the Kabbal Tuma. It's talking about the power of the water to be the tire someone who tovels in it. Mara says now, klushim mimachshirin. We said now that water, specifically water, that is separated from the ground, is machshir. That's what we learned from that pasuk. Water, if it's connected to the ground, and you either had a machshava, or it became wet, the ocha, while it was connected, and he took it out, it's machshir. Or if it went on to the food when it was separated. Where it says to separate water from the ground, machshir. V'ha'om Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, mashkin beis mitbochaya, lo tayin shein dochi. The waters in the azor that were used for the butchering of korbanos, not the liquids there, which includes dam and water. Okay, the blood and the water of korbanos, of dealing with korbanos, has not become tamei, because since the tumah is only the rabbanon, whatever tumah we're talking about, the rabbanon weren't kosher tumah on those mashkin in beis mikvachayim. Not only are they tahor, elishein machshirin, they're not machshir other things to makabel tumah. So you see that what? That if it be machshir other things min haTorah, then you couldn't, what's it called, the rabbanon couldn't come along and say it's not machshir in the azara. Must be that even outside the azara, the fact that it could be machshir is only the rabbanon. And the rabbanon weren't kosher, they're hechshir in the azara. So it comes out that water outside the azara is not machshir min haTorah. And inside the azara it's not even machshir in the rabbanon. Or it says Tirgum al-Dam. No, in a chanami. Water is machshir, whether it's talish or mechuber. But dam, kodshim, is not machshir, what's it called, bechlal. Outside the azara, it's not machshir. Could be only min haTorah, but the rabbanon, yes. And inside the azara, it's not machshir at all. But that's a special din by dam kodshim. Why? The Omer of Chiyah Barabba, Omer of Yochanan, Menayin Ledam Kodshin, Sheino Machshir. How do we know that the blood of Korbanos is not Machshir? Sheneemar Alaoretz Bishbechenu Kamayim. It says, Dam, you shouldn't eat. You should pour it on the ground like water. Dam Shenishbach Kamayim Machshir. Water that you can pour on the ground. But Dam that you can pour on the ground like water is Machshir. That's called Dam. Dam Sheino Nishbach Kamayim Eino Machshir. But water that you don't pour on the ground, meaning that this dam you have to pour on the mizbeah, you have to sprinkle on the mizbeah. You can't just pour it on the ground. So dam that can't be poured on the ground, whereas another halacha, that dam is not machshir. So normally, dam kodshim is not machshir. Dam outside the azara is machshir in the rabbanan. Inside the azara, it's not machshir at all. I maskif lo Rav Shmuel Barami. What are you telling me? The dam that you can't pour on the floor is not machshir, right? Min haTorah. How about dam atamtzis? Dam atamtzis, there's two kinds of blood. There's blood that comes out when you shecht an animal, and that's the blood that the animal dies from loss of that blood. And then there's blood that's in the organs, that's in the flesh. That blood is not the blood that the animal died by. The first one is called dam hanefesh. This is dam atamtzis. Dam atamtzis, right, lechora, you are allowed to pour on the ground like water. Because you can't use that for zrikas adam. It says, ki adam hu hanefesh. It's only the dam hanefesh that you could use for zrika for korbanos. But other blood from the animal is not roi lezrika. So it is poured on the ground like water, not sprinkled on the mizbeah. By haridama tamtzis anishpach kamayim ve'eno machshir, it's also not machshir. Only dama nefesh is, what's it called, is machshir in chulin. So what are you telling me that dam is normally machsher. If it's not a korban, the chora, what's it called? Dam is never machsher if it's not dam hanefesh. Omer l'Rav Zeira, hanach l'dam hatamshis, tafila b'chulin omer l'machsher. Dam hatamshis, special halacha. That even b'chulin, it's because it has to be dam that's roy for zrika in kachim. If it's in kachim, it's not machsher. In chulin, it has to be dam that if it would be kachim, would be roy l'zrika. And kibla minei Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, and Rav Shmuel Bar Ami accepted this answer. The Omer Rachmona rak chazak lebilti achol hadam, because the Torah defined dam as something that's dam hanefesh, because it says, be very strong not to eat blood. Ki adam hu hanefesh, which dam is the dam that's asher b'achila and schayv kores, dam shan nefesh yotzebo, kori dam. Dam she'ein hanefesh yotzebo, eino kori dam. So if it's not dam, it's not one of the sheva mashkim. Dam, in order to be chayiv koris, in order to be machsher, has to be dam hanefesh. By chulin, that's machsher. By kodshim, since it has yafter of blood that's poured like water, by kodshim, it's not blood that's poured by water, because you have to sprinkle on the mizbeah. So dam kodshim is not machsher, even the kind of dam that would be machsher by chulin. But dam atamsis is not dam hanefesh, that's not dam. Therefore, it's not machsher at all, ever.
Okay.
Rashi. It could be either Mirabon. It's not that good. It may not tell her for sure. Okay, there's a machlokesh. There's another kind of dam that you can't pour on the ground like water. That the Gemara in Kisri Adam speaks about. The dam of a bird or a chaya, you have to cover. So you can't just pour it on the ground like water. Tosha says, no, that's still called pulls on the dam like water, except you have to cover it. So that dam is also machsher. And the Ran holds that dam is not machsher either. Enochinami. Dam chayim. And dam of is only machsher in the Rabbonim. Not minato. So, machlokis, Tosfos and the Ran. Okay. Rashi. Tirgumo, yeah? No, Achmain ubor yetar, dashmeinan, no, we don't listen to any. Utlushim mi machshari, amayim hudamatame. Rashi says only going on mayim. Vishim de mayim tlushim lo kashidi. Because it could be that water that's separated from its original source is not important. Avo mishar mashkim lo matame. Other mashkim shesho surely are matame betalush, de kulu klushin inu. They never walk over the karka like all the other mashkim. Right, Yad Shokatan, Yayin was never Mechuber Lakarka. Right, Dam was never Mechuber Lakarka. And the soul to the other ones. El Hashem Machshirim, Al Mahechshir Tlushim Drabonanu. You see, that if in Beis Mitbachaya they can make it that it's not Machshir at all, then it must be only Machshir with the Rabbanan. The Ibid Oraisa, Man Shakli Mimashki Beis Mitbachaya, the Lalishru. Because if outside the Azara, these things, Mayim, that's Polish, is Machshir min HaTorah, how could they take that away in the Azara? The Rabbanim have no power to take away Torah laws. Shenishvat kamayim, dam chulim, she'en choshim makabla b'kli, Machshir. Dam chulim, which you don't have to be makabla in a kli, you don't have to do anything special with it, you can just let it fall on the ground. That's Machshir. The iskish l'mayim. Because that's dam compared to water that's freely poured on the ground. Now, with dam kodshim, miskabel b'kli, the tzarech mi'en mizbeah. Dam kodshim, you can't just let it pour on the ground. You have to be mekabel it in the kli, and you have to sprinkle it on the mizbeah. The eno nishpach li'ibud kamayim, eno machshim. The lo iskish l'mayim. It's not machshim. Zemara says, is that really true? How about dam atamtsis? Dam atamtsis is yes nishpach kamayim. It's also not machshim. Rashi, dam atamtsis, eino roi lizrika, you can't use that to pour on the mizbeah. Yatsiv ki adam hu benefesh yechaper. Dam shan nefesh yotze bo machaper, v'shein ha nefesh yotze bo eino machaper. Ama nishpach kamayim, eino machshir, ki Rabbi Yossi, Reb Chanina. You see that even what's it called? Even if it's nishpach kamayim, it's not machshir. And therefore it must be that it's not machshir even outside. Then I told him. Well, he says, no, it's afilu b'chulam ha-mashu. Dam ha-tamsus is never mashu. Everybody agrees. But dam ha-nefesh in chulam is mashu min ha-Torah. For the first time, kibla b'nei Rav Shmuel le-perusha, the high time on the Rebbe Zera. And Rav Shmuel accepted this answer from Rav Zera, amai lo mashu dam ha-tamsus, but b'sheno korida. The reason dam ha-tamsus is not mashu is not because dam, even if it's tallish, and therefore water, the same thing, is not machshir, because dam atamsis is not called dam. But kori dam, kori mashkir. What's called dam is called a machshir. To see the dam chalol in yishter, u machshir, and then it has a koach of hechshir. To see the chol mashkir, ashi yishoster, to kim na hechshir. To she ain't no kori dam, ain't no kori mashkir. Dam, that's not called dam, is not one of the shivas hamashkir. Toshma Dam Shin Nitma. We're still trying to bring rise one way or the other whether Mashkim or Makabal Tumma Min HaTorah or not. Toshma Dam Shin Nitma. You have Dam that became Tommy, Dam of Korbanos that became Tommy. The Zorko, and you shouldn't have been Zorik to Dam. It's Tommy. So it should be Yotzei LeBeis HaSrei for the Korban's Basel. But by mistake, right, or by on purpose, you ignored that, and you were Zorik to Dam. The Kohen was Zorik to Dam and his Beah. B'shogeg Hurtza, B'shogeg, the Korban is kosher, and you Yotzei the Korban. B'mezid LeHurtza, right? But B'mezid, it's not Maratza. Okay? So the Chora, how could you have Dam Shenikma? Dam shenitma, dam is a mashkin. If there's no tumah by mashkin, min haTorah, what's this case talking about? How could you have dam shenitma? Rashi. Hortza, korban lebayim. The marzinan, marzinan tzitz kedel kamon. Even though the dam was tamei, the tzitz is maratza and it helps. Right? The diavid, it's okay because the tzitz takes away the psul of the tumah. The mezid lehurtza lios baser korban nechal kohanim. However, if you mezid the kohen on purpose knew it was tummy, and he was zorik the dam anyway, then the korban is not kosher. It's not kosher that you should be able to eat the meat. That's what it means, not kosher. The knaso, it's a knas. Avol bailim nischapru. But really, the Bailim are kept the kapara, even the mezid. Kidamrinam be avamas be yisharaba. The kivin the midiraisa marzi nami amezid. In a Torah that sits is maratze and karbanos that were tame, that were brought the tuma, and that the dievid are kosher because of the tzitz. The tzitz takes away the psul. That even is bemezid. But since you did it bemezid, the rabbanim were counseled you and said you can't eat the meat. They couldn't tell you the korban's possible and you have to bring another one because it's really kosher. And if you bring another one that you don't have to bring, you're bringing chulam azor. You can't be menada the chatas. So if you had a korban chatas that you had to bring, and the dam became tamei, and the kohen sprinkled it, abdenes it, the korban's a good korban. You don't have to bring another one. You can't bring another one. But the kohanim are not allowed to eat the meat of that carbon. Ketani miyas dam shenikma. But the Brisa says that it's possible for dam to become tamed. Alma diyesh dam kotshin shumashkin beis mitbechaya makabal tumah. Not like Yoshi ben Yoezer, but even more than that. It's makabal tumah l'chora min haTorah. Alma mashkin tumas atzman diyoreisa. V'dochein diyoshi ben Yoezer. So what's Yoshi Ben Yoezer saying? It's where you see that even Dam Kotchim is Makabal Tumah. Now, Lamai, that it's not like Rav, it's like Shmuel. That when Yoshi Ben Yoezer said Dochein by Dam Kotchim, he meant it's not Matame others. But it itself is Makabal Tumah. It's not Torah. Because Min HaTorah, liquids are Makabal Tumah. And therefore they couldn't take away that Tumah in the Azor. So, Torah, you're not like Rav. Well, he says, no, Mishani, Lolam, Tumas, Mashkim, Drabon. over here, the dam became Tomei Midrabana. I, Yossi Ben Yoezer, holds that at least that much, that it's not Tomei, right, Midrabana, right, Vahach Tumas Dam Drabonani, with the Kashiloch, Vahed Yossi Ben Yoezer, the Xeris Rabonan Lagzara Mashki Bishmet Bechaya, Haitana Lesley Yossi Ben Yoezer, in a Konami. This kind of argues on Yossi Ben Yoezer. But Lamais is not a Kashan Ra. Because the Tuma we're talking about is only the Rabbanan, not Tuma Deraisa. Toshma. One second. Midrabbanan. It's only talking to the Gemara, we can say the Gemara. Midrabbanan, with the low Krab Yossi Ben Yoezer. It's only Tuma Rabbanan. And this Tana holds that even in the Azara, the Rabbanan left their Tuma. Toshma. Almahat Sitz Maratz. What is the tzitz maratza on? Which psul? That's called the tzritzui hatzitz, right? Which psul does the tzitz take off and let the carbon be kosher, even though normally it should be possible? Aladam di alabosar ve alachelev shenitma ben bishogi ben benezid. It's maratza on dam that became tamei, or on basar, the carbon that became tamei, or on the chelev that became tamei. That b'diavad, you can sprinkle the blood, if you did sprinkle it, or if you put the basar on the mizbeach, or the chelev, that the korban is still okay. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'onis, bein b'ratza. Bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. Right? It's maratza on either dam, basar, or chelev that became tamei, whether they became tamei b'shogeg or b'mezid, onus or ratzon, yachid or tzibur. And Rashi will explain that there is what's it called, a machlokas in Menachos, what it means, shogeg and nezid. Does it mean it became tameh b'shogeg or nezid? Or it, the what's it called, the blood was sprinkled b'shogeg or b'nezid. See one second, Rashi explains it. Al adam ve'al abosar ve'al chelev, ben shenitma adam, ben shenitma abosar, ben shenitma achelev, hatzitz maratza. The loshe abosar tomei necha. And that doesn't mean that if the basar is tamei, the kohanim can eat basar tamei. Kachi. That's not what it means. The tzitz doesn't take away the tumma. The ein tzitz metayer, the doka lo sase, the vahabasar shehiga bachol tamei l'yocha. The tzitz doesn't take away the iser of eating basar tamei. Ela, Rabbi Yeshua isrit. Rashi says, you need this for Rabbi Yeshua. What's Rabbi Yeshua? The Omer b'keitz etzolim, and ein basar ein dam. Rabbi Yeshua says that if there's no basar of the carbon left to be makriv, then you can't sprinkle the blood. There has to be some, a kezayis, a basar of the carbon left. The ka'omer ha'cha, honi mile kishiyotze basar chutzal michitzaso. What is Rabbi Yeshua referring to? Where the basar either went out of its machitza, went out of the azara, if that's the place, or went out of the Yerushalayim, like kachin kalim. It's possible. That psul invalidates the carbon. Because if you weren't zorik the dam yet, you can't be zorik the dam. That's yotze. It's what's it called. Not, then there's no more basa. Because the basa is all possible. She ain't tzitz maratza la yotze. The tzitz doesn't help to take away the psul of yotze. Oh, she'ovar a basa. Or more simply, the basa got lost. It got burnt up. Not on the mizbeach. Right? It got lost. A dog came and ate it up. Abu Tomei Basar Kodem Zrikas Dam, but Nitma Basar Kodem, but the Basar became Tomei before you sprinkled the blood, then Hatzitz Maratzalab Lahatur Dam Zrika. That's not called, you don't have Basar anymore. Because the Tzitz takes away the Psul of Tomei, and the Mele you have Basar, you could be Zorik the Dam. Bein B'shogeg, Bein B'mezit. Tosa says that it could even go according to Beleza. But it's not for Nogia for here. The Rashi says this Chiddush is only coined for Rabbi Yeshua. You don't need it for Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says even if there's no Basar, you could still be Zorik to that. Bein B'shogeg Bein B'mezid V'hai D'tani Le'el B'shogeg Hurtza B'mezid Lo Hurtza. And before we said that if you were Zorik to that B'mezid, it's a Knas the Rabbanan that the carbon's no good. Right? B'keitz Etzolin Pligei B'amaroi. Here is a machlokas hamorad. What that means? Chadomer tumaso ben b'shogi ben b'neishit avizikoso b'shogi gim b'neishit lo. One taka holds that if you're zorik to dam b'neishit, it's no good. Only if you're zorik to dam b'shogi. But it doesn't make a difference if the thing became tame b'neishit or b'shogi. But the zrika has to be b'shogi in order for the carbon to be good. The chadomer ipcha. The other one says the opposite. The carbon had to become tame b'shogi. And then, if it was tame b'shogi, if even if you were zorik to dam b'neishit, it's okay. Same b'yachid, the carbon yachid, neishit v'rotzen echadu. What doesn't make a difference is a carbon yachid or a carbon sibur. And what's the difference between neishit and rotzen? They're the same thing. Bein b'neishit, bein b'shogi, bein b'ones, bein b'rotzen. Avogabi shogi, shayach neishit, the opposite of shogi is neishit. Avogabi ones, shayach rotzen. Ones is when you don't have the will. If you're forced, or you do it willfully. The shogeg, the onus, trade milinina. Shogeg and onus are two separate things. Shogeg, the ketani nias, meaning, shogeg means you didn't know. Onus means that you were forced. Uktani nias ala dam, am a dam kotchma kabotuma, but it says dam. Dam that became tummy. Mashma dam can become tummy in the oraisa. Ushmamina, tumas mashka in the oraisa. The Kashan Rav. Where it says no, it's Rabbonim. This Tuma Dam is only Rabbonim. Ukisaber Haitana, the Hamashke, this Mitbuchaya, no, because there is Loki Yossi. And Achanami, this is only Rabbonim, and it's not like Yossi Ben Yoezer, because this Tana holds that even the Tuma Rabbonim, that normally is on Dam, applies in the Asara too. The writer, Toshma. The Nasa Aaron is Avon HaKadoshim. Aaron will carry the sin of the Kadoshim, right? Meaning, Nas over here means he'll forgive. The tzitz on his head forgives some sins that have to do with Kadoshim. That's what we said before. That if it's Tameh, even though normally it's Aser to be Zorik the Dab, but the tzitz is Maratza, takes away the psul, and the carbon is kosher. So now the Gemara says, how do we know that that's tom tuma? Maybe it takes away other psul. The chiesa oven who knows it. Which sin, which psul of kachim does the tzitz take off? Im oven pigol, if it's the oven of pigol, and Rashi learns pigol is machsheva shelo ben koma. He had intention of taking this carbon out of its proper place. If it's Kachi Kadashim, you had intention of taking it out of the Azara. When you shechted it, or when you sprinkled the blood. You said, I'm sprinkling this blood in order to take the carbon outside the Azara. So that's possible. That's called, Rashi says, that's called Pigol. Shalobim Koma. And, or, Hare Kvar Ne'amar Lo Yiratzer. It says, Lagabe, this kind of Pigol, Lo Yiratzer. So the tzitz can't be Maratzer if the Torah categorically says, Lo Yiratzer, that psul is not going to come off. Im oven no sir. So Rashi learns no sir is machsheves chutz lizman. He had intention to eat it past its time. Kachim kachim, he had intention to eat it more than a day and a night. Kachim kalim, more than 2 days and a night. When you did the avoda, you had in mind that you're going to what's it called? Eat it after the time. It's not regular no sir where the thing was left over. Because once the carbon's kosher, it can't become possible. Right? You made a kosher carbon, and you left over some of the meat to the third day. That doesn't retroactively pass on the carbon. So it's not talking about actual noser, it's talking about machsheves noser. You had in mind when you shechted the carbon, or you sprinkled the blood, or you received the blood, or you brought the blood to the mizbeach to eat it past its special time. In your mind, that passes the carbon. That's called, Rashi says, noser. Tulsa says just the opposite. Pigol is always shalom bismano. And no sir is shalom bimkomo. Harik farnem or lo yechoshe. By that it says lo yechoshe, but it'll never be considered a kosher carbon. Or eno no sir, so what's left? Elo oven tuma shahutra mechlola b'tzibo. It's the only thing left is tuma. Tuma, the tzitz, takes away the psul, and even though the carbon should be puzzle, it's kosher. And it's Yotze the carbon. Why is Tuma different than the others? Because it's hutra bechlalim. Because tuma hutra b'tzibur. If a korban tzibur becomes tameh, you're allowed to bring it to tuma. So since tuma has that leniency, that by korbanos tzibur, tuma is abrogated, so even by a korban yachid, the tzitz is maratza b'di'evit. Mora says, my love, tuma's dam. Lachora, what are we talking over here? Lachora, what tuma? When it becomes tameh? Mashma, even tuma's dam. And still you need the tzitz to be maratza. Without a pasik, it wouldn't be good. Mashma, the dam is makabel tuma, midoraisa. Amra papa, lo, tuma's kmatzim. It's not talking about tuma's dam, it's talking about a mincha, where the kmitza is like the dam, and it's a solid, it's not a liquid, right? It's a handful of flour that you take off and your makriv on the mizbeach. If that becomes tameh, then the tzitz is maratza. But in a chinami, you don't need a tzitz to be maratza on tumas adam, because dam is not what's it called. And we're not talking about dam hanefesh, because that anyway, well, that's only makshir. No, so the dam, yeah, dam kosher. Okay, Rashi. Al adam. Yala boser yala chelev. Bein shenit ma adam. Bein shenit ma boser. Bein shenit ma chelev. Hatzitz maratza. The lo shia boser tome. We learned this already. Yeah, no, it's okay. The nos aron. Bitzitzksi. Es avon hakadoshim. Psul hakorben yachshavi yaratza. Even though the korban is really possible, the tzitz will take away the psul and make the korban kosher with the edit. The eno mechaper alochim also tome. The oven hakadoshim seed below oven hakohanim. However, you're still not allowed to eat that korban, and if you do, you're chayiv misa. And the tzitz doesn't take away the avon of the ochlin, only the kodshim itself. Ezeu oven unose, eze psul umachshir, im oven pigul harik teinemer lo yirotze. Garsirim betoris kohanim, im oven noser harik teinemer lo yichoshin. Vachi perusha. Rashi says, according to this girsa, this is what it means. Im oven pigol, v'umach sheves chutzlim komo, shenikris pigol. Pigol is where you think of eating the korban outside, or bringing the korban outside is the place where it's allowed to be. Kidasi b'kdoshim tiyu, v'nei ochol hi ochol, v'yom ha-shlishi, pigol hu, lo yirotze. U'mokminu lo bezvach v'perek beiz, v'nei no'inyin l'chutzuz mano, even though that part of the pasuk seems to be talking about eating it beyond its right proper time, if it's not, you don't need it for that. We have other psukim that speak about that. It's a new inyan l'chutzlum koma. So therefore, we have to say it's talking about when you intended to eat the korban outside the place that you're allowed to. Harik v'anemar lo yirotze b'ktoshim tiyu, k'dibarshinon. Dim oven noser, machsheves noser, shishachto amanas l'hosin, u'l'och l'chutzuz mano. And if we're talking about machsheves noser, that you have intention to eat it past its proper time, right, both of those, the Torah says clearly, there's no way that those psulim can ever go away. The Parsha is Sabbath Aaron. The Amirim Bizvach and the Torah is Kohanim. The Mechashiv Lechos Lobizman of Yom HaShlishi Akos Medavit. Even though the pasuk seems to be talking about leaving over from a korban on the third day, the Gemara says it's not talking about that. It's talking about having in mind to leave it over more than the third day, but not what actually happened. Why? Uksiv lo yichoshiv lo. I'm a leslay takoma. That can't be the psul that the tzitz is maratza, because the Torah says categorically lo yichoshiv and lo yichoshiv. The ruba garsa yipcha. Most people have a different girsa. The opposite. Im often pigol harik farnemer lo yichoshim. On pigol, the words lo yichoshim go. Umokminu lo le pigol lechutzuz mano, shekein lechushona b'chol agmor. Pigol is usually chutzuz mano, not chutzum komo. Im often noser harik farnemer lo yirotze. Umokminu lo benoser mamish. And these people say that the pasuk lo yirotze is going on pigol itself. You shechted a korban, everything was kosher, you left over from the meat after the third day, the korban's kosher. Rashi says, that can't be. Lo yitokin. Chada, the lo kri kosav lo yirotza, ela b'machshev es chutzum koma v'chutzuz mano. These psukim of lo yichoshev, lo yirotza, are not talking what you left over, actually. It's talking what you did, what you thought, when you made the korban. The ode, He knows from Mamish, Lamai Lo Yeratzim. And it's talking about Nosim. You made a kosher carbon, and you left over meat more than the prescribed time. Why isn't it kosher? Ilach Shrei carbon, are kosher v'omegu? The carbon was kosher to begin with. The carbon becomes kosher as soon as you sprinkle the blood. Says over there, maybe it's talking that the carbon becomes possible if you eat from it after the third day, retroactively. That can't be. The carbon was a completely kosher carbon for 2 days. All of a sudden, because you ate some of the meat on the third day, the carbon retroactively becomes possible. Impossible. And if you try telling me that it's talking about the person who eats the noser, so he won't get any kapara, the chiyesh kapara, the chai decreases. Well, why would I have such a havamina? The tzitz is maratza on psulim of the kodesh, of the korban, not the people who eat it, who do averis. V'od lo yirotza korban mash. The sum mitzvich l'meimor the tzitz l'mechav from the chayiv korets. But the tzitz has nothing to do with people who do averis. It has to do with the psulim of kodesh. For oven a kadoshim si, velo oven a ochli. Ukalishna kama gashin b'toras kohen in the ikru. Therefore, the ikru gear says the first one, pigul is shalob in komel, and noser is machsheves noser shalob is manu. Behai the kori lahai pigul lahai noser, mishum b'toras kohen in medrishu. The nokit listen to the ikru. In a chanami, the lashon of chachom in pigul is usually shalob is manu. But since we're darshening the pasuk Taka pigol is shalom and koma. Ha, kemo hare, kolom hare yesh lachava haven akarka shein lachav haven akadoshit sheyuch al tzitz l'ratzis shavav ela haven tuma. What's left? Only tuma. U'may shnuat tuma mipsul yotze u'shar psulin. So now we have to understand why is tuma different. Ena chanami. See, only one. But why is tuma different? Because she'otter mechlalo b'tzibur. The nidcheis mitnei korban shibur, because a korban shibur that became tameh you bring anyway. Yechsib b'moado, ha'afilu b'shabes, ha'afilu b'tuma. Korbanos shibur docha tuma and docha shabes. Tuma ikru b'tzibur. The given day kalta etzlo, v'kachi kalta ha'piyokid, shalo hutra etzlo l'chatzila b'lo tzitz, yiratsa tzitz aleho. Therefore, even by a korban yokid, which tuma is not hutra, but the tzitz, at least to the evid, is matzah, that psul, and the carbon remains kosher. You can't bring it, the chatchila, but the diabet, it's okay. My oven tuma, lav tuma stam, so it said, bein ha-dam, bein ha-basar, bein ha-chelim. Mashma, that tuma, could be by dam, right? Tomorrow says, lav, my oven tuma, lav tuma stam, bein matzah ritzui, elin kem nitma adam, shak kapora kluyabo. And if the dam isn't tummy min haTorah, why didn't you pasuk to tell me that the tzitz is maratzim? Alma, dam mekabel tuma. Moshe says, no, lo tumas kvatzim. No, the tzitz is maratzim, and tumas kvatzim. Shakom mitz matras amincha, kedam amatras hazeva. The knitza by a mincha is in place of the zrikas dam by a carbon of an animal. The chola kapora kluyabot. The whole kapora is tali in making that kmitza. So if the komitz became tamei, the tzitz is maratzah. Who adin the matzah lishnuyi lo betumas basar the chelim? Could have said more simple. It's talking on the basar or the chelim. Now leave it Rabbi Yeshua, like we said before. Boy, ritzu tzitz. You need the tzitz. Because if the basar is tamei and it's not there, you can't be zorek the dam. So the tzitz takes away the psul of tuma and you can be zorek the dam. Doma marrying bossering da. Elanichole laok make a divri akol. The Gemara wanted to say something that's according to even Revelation, not just for the Yeshua, and therefore what's it called? It mentioned Tumasak Matzah.